This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Forum on WSMI. I'm your host, Sean Bellent. And the word aloha comes to mind, a Hawaiian way of saying hello and goodbye. That certainly is fitting for the Hillsborough Area Public Library as they could say goodbye to their home of 116 years, the Carnegie Building on School Street, and hello to their new structure in the days to come, the former Bank of America building on Main. I had a chance to talk with Library Director Shelley Kolb about the latest developments. That's on today's edition of Forum.
I'm actually not too bad about that. I'll give a brief overview first about kind of where the project's at, because there's been quite a few updates since our last interview. So I'll give those first, and then I can talk to you about that, because there actually have been a couple, but nothing that we couldn't work around. So far, the newest updates is all the drywall has been up. They've done a ton of work on the elevator. One thing that I think is really cool about the elevator, I think kids are gonna love, is that the back of the elevator faces the circulation desk, or like if you were at the circulation desk or the back entrance, you would see the back of the elevator, and there's some windows in there. So kids are going to be able to see the cables and everything moving while the elevator's going. That's something that we didn't expect to see in the renovations until it was done. So that was really cool. A lot of the lights have been put up, and some of them hang down to where they're going to have great lighting right over those bookcases, or they'll be really good for reading. So a lot of the lighting has been put up. There's some really unique circular designed lights that kind of hang down at different heights, and they kind of give more of a modern look to the building. So a lot of the, like I said, the lighting's been done. The elevator's kind of the biggest thing they're still working on. They are getting the parts to put into the elevator. They got the shaft basically built, and they've got the walls up now around that. So that's a big part of this. Some of the carpet, a little bit of the carpet has started to go in already, about a third of it. The carpets have gone in the adult section. Around the same area, there are two study rooms or quiet meeting spaces. The meeting board room is kind of next to the adult section. The director's office, all those have carpeting in them right now. So they're waiting to put down the carpeting in the children's area and the laminate flooring, which will be in the center where you come from both of the walk-ins. So instead of, you know, getting, you know, dirt and snow and all that on the carpets, it'll go on the laminate, and there'll be a walk-off carpet as well in the vestibules. So they're going to wait to put down the rest of the flooring until they're basically done with that elevator, which makes sense. You know, you don't want to put that down while you're still doing construction and things get messy. Oh, the circulation desk is, they've got kind of the basic foundation of that done, but they don't have the laminate on it yet. They don't have the counters on it or any of the drawers in there. All the windows have been pretty much put in at this point, so that's another pretty big update. And we've even got glass sliding doors on all the offices, which kind of gives, again, goes with kind of giving the building more of a modern look. So I think it's going to be really neat, because overall the building will kind of have more of a modern look, but it won't be like a big city library modern look, but it will look more kind of modern and up to date. We'll still have a lot of our old Graham shelving, so all the children's shelving, all the adult shelving we had, those nice wood oak shelves. So you kind of get a little bit of the old meets the new in this building. So I really, really, really like that. It's coming along very beautifully. The design is really gorgeous. All the board members and I are really happy with the overall design and the appearance of what this new library will look like. There have been quite a few, going back to the earlier question, there's been quite a few supply chain issues with all sorts of construction projects, you know, everywhere, not just here in our area, you know, all over the nation. So we did have a couple of issues with that, but none of them were too bad, because in every situation, there were alternates we could choose. So just one example would be, there was a particular, for our security and fire alarms, I think there was a particular part for the fire alarms that they weren't going to be able to get. So our option was to, you know, either wait a while, or to purchase the alternate, which wasn't really going to cost a whole lot more. So that was something we did. As far as we know, though, like the furniture and everything, bookshelves, the new bookshelves in the adult area, those have all been ordered, and we have not heard of any supply issues with those items nor the furniture. So as far as I'm aware, I don't think those things are going to be an issue. I think things are going pretty well. It's just the elevator is still a pretty big job to finish up.
Well, I know it's not your primary mission, but I got to think that retro contemporary mesh there.
Yeah.
That's just a great fit downtown Hillsboro with
Opera
House Coffee, right. the Coop. It just seems I think it probably resonates well with Gen Y. I mean, we always talk about generations, and everybody just thinks millennials are like Homer's, you know, like Bart Simpson still in fourth grade. So they think millennials are still, you know, perpetually 18 to 25 or whatever. But
we've grown up. I'm a millennial, so I can laugh at that a little. We've grown up a little since then.
Oh, my word.
So, and we are trying to draw in some younger people as well. I mean, we still want to cater to, you know, our retirees and senior citizens, but, you know, we do need to draw in some younger generations as well, because, you know, so those are the future of the library to keep it going. And I've said this before to quite a few different people in the community. You know, I truly believe, and I believe this when I came on here too, had kind of a vision that goes along with this. Libraries' roles really have changed within it's probably about 10 years now, you know, 5 to 10 years. They're really becoming, even in small towns, not just city. You'll see it more in the cities, but even in small towns, they're really becoming more like of a cultural center, a community place. Providing experience. Of course, we'll still always have, you know, physical books and computers and things like that. But I think now it's definitely, the definition of a library has vastly expanded. So to, you know, provide these different services, like programming and, unique ideas and, you know, big ideas and, but also still meet, you know, the things that a library, you know, always has. So, like I said, yeah, a little bit of old with new. So
I guess at this point with supply chain issues, I know people have just gotten out of the timetable business. Is that kind of the situation here with, where you don't know where part A is going to show up at this time or part B is still sitting in a container ship out in the ocean?
Again, I think we're really lucky. Either we must have got on these things right before some of this stuff happened, or it just wasn't affecting the type of supplies we're getting. I still don't foresee that being an issue going, you know, finishing up. And I don't think the board will see that as an issue either. Because honestly, right now, we're at about 90% or maybe a little bit more right now. We're probably a little bit more than that right now. They're actually planning on a walkthrough on November 22nd. And when you do big construction projects like this, especially when, you know, it's a public work sort of building, you've got to go through this huge punch list and make sure, you know, all these codes are followed, everything's done. And that takes a little while. So we're really doing really good right now. I mean, of course, it's pretty obvious the project has been pushed back than what we originally were hoping, you know, to maybe move in the beginning of fall. But, you know, that's going to happen for projects this big. But I still don't think the supply chain thing is going to be an issue as far as we're aware. So, and it hasn't been an issue too much so far. And again, when it has been, we've been able to find alternatives. So they're going to do a walkthrough on the 22nd. And to add to that, we are going to actually be closed the 22nd through probably about the middle of December. We are going to close our doors to the public, just to start packing, to move, relocation, you know, unpack all those things that are involved with relocation. So, this is a great time to do this interview because, you know, then that gives us a chance to get that news out ahead of time and let people know, you know, hey, you know, and you can still check out books, prior to us closing. So, you know, we're going to let people hang on to stuff and we're not going to charge fines. So if people want to hang on to stuff, they can. Or if they want to return it as normally, we still have the Dropbox here and we'll be in this building until the end of November. So, we just won't basically have as many in-person services. So it just won't be like checking out your books in person. We won't have the computers open. But the one thing people sometimes forget about is if you are a member of our library, you can go to any other library in the area or even in Illinois, and you can get books from there. We will still have ebooks too, so that's an option for people who may not want to go to another library. So we'll include those announcements in the newspaper and on our Facebook page as well. Shortly, I'm probably going to make we'll have further announcements coming soon, but. But yeah, I think things are moving along. We're getting really close.
You've learned so much, I'm sure, in 2140 when you have to do this again. It'll be so easy.
Yeah, who knows if I'll still be there then, maybe. I hope so, but I don't know. Right now, I just try to take it day by day.
Yeah, you look at this building and it has its charm, and I'm sure, like anything that's old, you get you love it. Maybe you curse it on occasion because any building over a century old is going to have its warts. Does this get to be an emotional time as the days wind down here?
Yeah, I mean, so many people have memories of this building. I even grew up going to this library myself because my mom was the former art teacher at Hillsborough High School and some of the other schools at some point. And so even though I grew up in Irving, I still went to school here and we had a library membership here. And I remember going here even as a kid when obviously Cheryl was here. So there are a lot of memories here. And that's also why we kind of want to make announcements ahead of time too about closing, because I think there's going to be some people that might want to see it one last time before we get into the new building. I've already had some people I've talked to that said, you know, they want to do that. They want to come in before we close the doors. Now, before you shed too many tears, the building is being sold and it's not official yet. So I don't want to give any names or anything at this point since it's the bill of sale has not happened yet, but the building is being sold to a very responsible, very community-driven young man in our community, and he wants to turn it into the town museum. And I honestly don't think it could have gone to a better person, because all of our other small towns have town museums, like even Witt does, even Little Irving does. But I've talked to some other people and they don't think that Hillsborough has ever had a town museum except for the Harkey House, of course. But I mean like a museum for historical documents or photographs, not just for, you know, seeing a historical home. So I'm super excited about that. And I'm excited to work with this person who's going to turn this building into a museum, because I don't think you could honestly have a better thing happen to this building, because what people may not realize is a lot of Carnegies are destroyed. Some have been turned into like apartments or houses. I think only one other one has maybe been turned into a museum, but a lot of them just don't even exist anymore because they're just not up to codes or anything. But there's actually a covenant on this building, meaning it's on the state's historic preservation list. So, you know, that really kind of limits what you can do with the building to begin with. But the good thing about that is that we'll preserve this building for the future. So I get asked that a lot, quite a bit still, you know, what's going to happen to this building. So now, you know, it's going to turn into the town museum. And I just I can't think of a better purpose for this building.
I must know, though, will doing laundry ever be the same? Do you ever get people who are like, I got to wash all these whites? I'm going to come over here for 20 minutes,
yeah,
read, and come back to the laundromat.
Well, I guess I can still walk up to the new building. We're only moving a couple of blocks away, but it might be a little bit more of a jog, we'll say. So.
I look at that and I joke about that, and obviously this is a location that is familiar, but maybe not part of the thread of people's everyday lives going from point A to point B to point C. And going back to what I said earlier about all of the activity and energy in downtown Hillsborough, I just have to think this is going to make a library experience fit for a lot of people. And people who think, I want to go to the library, but somehow making that left turn, they just never get around to it. I imagine you have some anticipation there, where there are going to be some people who, you get more visible parking, I guess, and it just seems like it's more user-friendly, or just kind of saying, hey,
yes,
we're open for business.
That's a great way to put it. I would say more user-friendly. Another word I would use is more accommodating. It's going to be 100% ADA friendly, definitely more than our current space. And that was one of the whole reasons for relocation, is because, like, I'm hoping we'll see more people who, might be disabled. They might have a physical condition that hinders them from wanting to even use this building, because everybody knows, even if you just pass by this, our current location, there's a billion stairs out there. And even the staff and I don't like, going up and down them. It's pretty tiring some days. So, and sweeping them in the winter and, all that. So, it's just going to be so much more, it'll be user-friendly. It looks more like an open floor plan, because everything's on one floor versus, a main floor and a basement right now. And then, like I said, it's going to be more accommodating for, those ADA laws, and it's just going to be easier access all around. There's even going to be some spaces for disabled or handicapped parking out on the side, I believe that'd be the north side, next to Street Eats and Sweet Addictions. So all around, it's just, parking's better, location's better, one floor, more open access. It'll be easier to get in and out of. So, it truly is a good location. We've always believed that. So we'll be open between, we're going to be open again up through, we'll be closed the 22nd. So I, encourage people, come in now, get some more books. Just come in to see the building, even if you wanted to take pictures, that's fine to remember it. We'll have pictures too, of course, that we'll have on our website, kind of the then and now sort of thing. But, if you want to come in and see this building one last time, we always are more than happy to have visitors. If you have questions and you need to contact us, I have what I call myself, this is something I made up, but I call it, I have an open door policy, which means my door's literally almost always open unless I'm out or maybe I'm working on bills and stuff. And so, people can walk in and talk to me as long as maybe I'm not packing, but I'll talk to you when I can. And you can also, still call us on the phone. You can email us at hillsboroughcitylibrary@gmail.com. So we are more than happy to always take visitors, for one last final walkthrough, for the nostalgia, or just to have visitors in general. We're more than happy to have people come through one last time.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forum. Sean Bellent saying so long until next weekend, when I bring you Around Montgomery County on WSMI.